The Stockholm syndrome, the trauma bond, this is why people can't leave. This is why they keep going back, why they get sucked back like a rubber band effect. Like they get away and then they're doing great and you're talking to them and it's amazing. They have no contact with the abuser. And then all of a sudden they hear from the abuser and it's like that rubber band effect. They are right back in that relationship and you're going, oh my God, all that progress, all that time that you got away, what happened? Stockholm syndrome is what happened. This is a primal defense mechanism to survive, right? It's like this is the primal method that the human brain and the nervous system reacts in these kinds of situations to keep you alive. And the hook here, like the real hook here, is that kindness, the perceived kindness. So, you know, that goes along with that intermittent reinforcement where at first the abuser idealizes and love bombs and gives you all this positive stuff. And then they start in with the devaluation, with the meanness, the cruelty, putting you down, you know, all of that kind of behavior. But then they're very careful to keep dosing you with those little things of kindness.